Part 1. The Heart of Peace. Chapter 1. Enemies in the Desert.
I'm not going!
The teenage girl's shriek pulled everyone's attention to her.
You can't make me go!
The woman she was yelling at attempted a reply.
Jenny, listen to me. I'm not going!
Jenny screamed.
I don't care what you say, I won't!
At this, the girl turned and faced a middle-aged man who seemed torn between taking her into his arms and slinking away unnoticed.
Daddy, please,
she bawled. Lou Herbert, who was watching the scene from across the parking lot, knew before Jenny spoke that this was her father. He could see himself in the man. He recognized the ambivalence he felt toward his own child, 18-year-old Corey, who was standing stiffly at his side. Corey had recently spent a year in prison for a drug conviction. Less than 3 months after his release, he was arrested for stealing $1,000 worth of prescription painkillers, bringing more shame upon himself and, Lou thought, the family. This treatment program better do something to shape Corey up, Lou said to himself. He looked back at Jenny and her father, whom she was now clutching in desperation. Lou was glad Corey had been sent here by court order. It meant that a stunt like Jenny's would earn Corey another stint in jail. Lou was pretty sure their morning would pass without incident.
Lou, over here.
Carol, Lou's wife, was motioning for him to join her. He tugged at Corey's arm. Come on, your mom wants us.
Lou, this is Yusuf Alfala, she said, introducing the man standing next to her. Mr. Alfala's the one who's been helping us get everything arranged for Corey.
Of course, Lou said, forcing a smile. Yusuf Alfala was the Arab half of an odd partnership in the Arizona desert. An immigrant from Jerusalem by way of Jordan in the 1960s, he came to the United States to further his education and ended up staying, eventually becoming a professor of education at Arizona State University. In the summer of 1978, he befriended a young and bitter Israeli man, Avi Rosen, who had come to the States following the death of his father in the Yom Kippur War of 1973. At the time, Avi was flunking out of school. In an experimental program, he and others struggling with their grades were given a chance to rehabilitate their college careers and transcripts during a long summer in the high mountains and deserts of Arizona. Alfala, Rosen's elder by 15 years, led the program. It was a 40-day course in survival, the kind of experience Arabs and Israelis of Alfala and Rosen's era had been steeped in from their youth. Over those 40 days, the two men made a connection. Muslim and Jewish both regarded land, sometimes the very same land, as sacred. Out of this shared respect for the soil gradually grew a respect for each other, despite their differences in belief and the strife that divided their people. Or so Lou had been told. In truth, Lou was skeptical of the happy face that had been painted on the relationship between Alfala and Rosen. To him, it smelled like PR, a game Lou knew from his own corporate marketing experience. Come be healed by two former enemies who now raise their families together in peace. The more he thought about the Alfala-Rosen story, the less he believed it. If he had examined himself at that moment, Lou would have been forced to admit that it was precisely this Middle Eastern intrigue surrounding Camp Moriah, as it was called, that had lured him onto the plane with Carol and Corey. Certainly he had every reason not to come. Five executives had recently left his company, putting the organization in peril. If he had to spend 2 days away, which Alfala and Rosen were requiring, he needed to unwind on a golf course or near a pool, not commiserate with a group of despairing parents. Thank you for helping us, he said to Alfala, feigning gratitude. He continued watching the girl out of the corner of his eye. She was still shrieking between sobs and both clinging to and clawing at her father. Looks like you have your hands full here. Alfala's eyes creased in a smile. I suppose we do. Parents can become a bit hysterical on occasions like this.